Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Several years ago, a Major League Baseball player felt the need to adjust his uniform by dropping his pants to his knees in order to retuck his jersey. I can't remember his name, and it's just as well, because he made this fashion faux pas on national television. Only when a teammate pointed out that viewers from Caribou, Maine to Carlsbad, California were staring at his underwear did he rush to cover himself. The moment was over, but the embarrassment no doubt lingered for quite some time. I'm reminded of that incident now that Major League Baseball is embroiled this spring in another underwear controversy. MLB has outfitted its players in new uniforms supplied by Nike that are lightweight, sheer, and sleek. Unfortunately, there's one other thing. You can see right through them. Professional athletes care a great deal about how they look on the field of play. It's one thing to strike out, but it's another thing entirely to do so while looking uncool. As a public service to WGTE listeners, I've been conducting my own survey of Major League Baseball's new threads, and more specifically, the players' bottom halves this spring, and I get what all the fuss is about. When the player tucks in his jersey, it only semi-disappears behind the pants fabric, creating the illusion that the player's wearing a huge adult diaper. This is not a good look among athletes known to value their vanity. You can understand how a major league hitter might be upset that spring training is going to expose not the flaws in his swing, but the flaws in his physique. To be fair, the players should be grateful they don't have to trudge around in the uniforms of 7 or 8 decades ago, when heavy wool was all the rage. Those weren't uniforms so much as burlap bags with numbers. How players survive the heat and humidity of a St. Louis summer in those things is remarkable. I would bet that over the course of a season, they took 20 points off a player's batting average and 10 miles an hour off a pitcher's fastball. The new uniforms unveiled this season are called Vapor Premier with sweat-wicking technology, but they are about as far removed from those bad old days as they could be. The players, however, are not impressed. The new jerseys, for example, no longer bear the player's name and number embroidered on the back. Instead, it's just printed on. One member of the Baltimore Orioles described the new jersey as, quote, a knockoff jersey from TJ Maxx, unquote. Yikes, that's got a sting at Nike headquarters. The Players Union, the Major League Baseball Players Association, is upset enough about the new uniform that in all likelihood the design and fabric will be retooled somehow and in time for opening day. It's possible the change has already been decided. Baseball's rule changes last year, the pitch clock, the bigger bases, the base runner at second base to start extra innings, have been a success. But the new uniforms must be scored as an error, as anyone can plainly see.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.